Cooper held one play. Him and the center, they got into like he gave the center him some hell one play, and vice versa, because they listen, that offensive line is giving that D line hell. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, just waiting for the rest of the young guys like Artavis Jones to get back ready, Josh Horton to do his thing. You know, again, Moten, man, it was almost looking like Moten and Justin Scott was 1 and 2. You know what I'm saying? And then everybody else was going to be behind those guys. But, you know, again, Justin Scott had a little detour. He's banged up. But, yeah, I think the D-line going to be good this year, man, because now they're happy. Now they all saying the same thing. They just didn't like the way the scheme was last year. You know what I'm saying? Now they're saying, man, listen, they letting us play, man. Go out there, attack. And that's what I wanted to do.
It related to that, it just kind of popped in my head. The names you did name, right? So the guys that I didn't hear called out would be like your Lightfoot, your Pickett.
Lightfoot is, he's having a good camp also. But this the thing, like you know Bane and Mesidor the guys. You know Bane and Mesidor the guys. You know Armando Blunt, I ain't even gonna lie. I kind of wanted to say that. I think Armando Blunt was going to take Mesidor's spot, to the way he playing. Like, just imagine you having, you know, Ruben Bane, and then you got the guy who kind of trying to mimic himself as Ruben Bane on the other side. Like, that's what you got.
And he is a monster, man. Big boy.
It's a lot of names in that D-line room where you're like, yeah, shit, somebody is going to get left out. But Lightfoot is doing his thing.
Well, what I was actually going to get to is like those lighter guys. How do you think you're going to use them? Can you get any idea yet based on Heatherman's defense? Like, he's just going to be kind of pass rush guys. We're going to bring in.
They'll be pass rush guys. So at certain points of practice, they'll have five of those guys. Lightfoot, Booker Pickett, Rudolph. Sometimes they'll have Malik Bryan over there with them. They'll be those edge jack guys where they, guys, you know what I'm saying? And I think they posted a clip where you see some guys dropping back and everybody like, well, see, our coach got them dropping back. I say, but those are like linebacker edge guys, you know what I'm saying?
Right. They could be possible 3-4 outside linebackers depending on what defense they're in.
They doing a lot of that, you know, but yeah, life added some weight too. He looks like he's another tall DN that's just going. He's just long body. You know what I'm saying? If you add a little more weight on him, he can have some similarities to Greg Russo. You know what I'm saying? Because he's just tall and long. You know what I'm saying? But he just don't have the mass body would want on the DN. So.
Yeah, I'm interested because those speed kind of edge guys, which I mean, we saw flashes. Pickett got a little flash. Lightfoot looked crazy in the spring game, you know, last season. He was out there getting active, man. He's like, so you see the potential there. I'm real interested in, how we're going to work those guys in. I think we can have some of them third and long pass rush situations, which could look crazy out there.
Well,
you're kicking like Bane and Mesidor inside and then letting these guys get on the edge and even adding like a fifth guy to, you know, to just bring some real heat. So it could be very interesting there.
Yeah, I don't think, I mean, just looking at what I've been saying, I don't think we're going to have no more 4th and 19 first downs no more. We ain't going to have 15 first downs no more. Those guys.
Man, I was at the Carolina one. I couldn't believe that shit. I said, we done lost. That was early in the game. I was at the Carolina joint. If I ain't no way in hell that's supposed to happen.
No way.
Real quick, too, linebackers.
Wait, you was at the Carolina when they ran for all them yards? You was at that game?
We was actually 17, I think.
We was beating them. No, that was 18 or 19, I think. And we was beating them. And, you know, they threw a pass, incomplete. Now it's 4th and 19. And everybody just know, all you don't got to do is just stop this shit and we won the game. And next you know, the motherfucker threw a pass. Diaz dropped everybody in the coverage and motherfuckers.
Gervin Hall.
He caught it.
Goddamn Gervin Hall.
And cut it up. Oh, man.
Gervin was such a guy.
goddamn bust, man. I had so much high hopes for him. Jesus.
God bless him, man. Yeah, he definitely was a guy I thought was going to be an absolute beast. But linebacker. I'm a little disappointed in this group. Because they was one of the groups I was most excited with, but I keep hearing, so I want to hear your take. I keep hearing how we got to go get us another one.
And yeah, like, I keep hearing that too. I'm like, we got players. I'm feeling like.
So remember.
We got numbers.
Remember what I just said, that, you know, Heatherman comes from the Big Ten. So, you know, the Big Ten, they love downhill linebackers. They not used to athletic linebackers who run sideline to sideline. They want linebackers who line up in the middle of the center and run to the, you know, to the ball. So that's what they want. But again, from what I've seen, the linebacker group is pretty good. I just think they want the he would have loved Corey Flagg. He probably would have loved Corey Flagg because Corey Flagg was down the linebacker.
He better not recruit me no damn Corey Flagg. I, none of them. Man, I love Corey Flagg too. I thought, you know, great player, honestly, for all his physical limitations. He was a good player. I mean, bottom line, you can't take away from his IQ and he just limited.
He was just undersized and slow.
Yeah. That's just what it is, like. But as a player, he's still a good player. You know, he did a pretty good job over there in Missouri too. You know, it's just it's got to look a certain way. It's got to look a certain
way.
I'm
with you with the linebacker thing because we've struggled at linebacker for how many years now? Like, we haven't had a good linebacker group. That's what I'm saying.
Jack and Pinkney and McLeod, that original group.
We struggled with linebacker so long, and even if you look back at it. Those were two good linebackers, but it still wasn't up to, like, standard. Those are just best linebackers we've had for a while.
The tradition is, you know, if you got to stand next to Ray Lewis and you got to stand next to, you know, Dan Morgan and, you know, some of these guys, like, yeah, that's tough. But I'd like to see that again. I ain't going to hold you. I miss kind of having that Miami linebacker that's just like
– I mean, just give me like an all-ACC linebacker, like a second-team all-ACC linebacker. We haven't even had that.
But so Measy, now I ain't going to say our linebacker play was great last year, but, I mean, it was best linebackers in ACC last year.
Was
one of the best linebackers in ACC last year, like literally. So
bad year for the ACC. One was killing me.
He had a terrible year last year. My gosh.
Yeah, what I've seen so far, I think he got some linebackers. They look like they're doing that. They don't look confused anymore.
But it sounds like I'm with Larry on. It sounds like. They still looking in the portal, like they need to solidify. Okay, like this dude's a starting linebacker.
Yeah, Heatherman didn't get to recruit none of these guys. All these guys are guys that Heatherman don't normally get to recruit. He's looking at, he like, oh shit, all these guys are just fast. You know what I'm saying? They can run. Nobody is when the ball is said height. You know the Big Ten got them linebackers. When the ball said height, that linebacker meet the running back in the backfield. Like he's looking for
Popo, those type of I'm thinking Popo would have been that.
That right, that's kind of who I
was.
See, okay,
he hurt right
because he's too, like
right?
Popo was like a Penn State linebacker, like
Popo. Like, okay, so they had Popo in an all white jersey for like three practices. I'm not sure exactly what that was about because it was no reports on him being injured.
I thought I heard something about him being injured, that's why I asked.
Yeah. So if he was injured, then okay, that's probably why, but yeah, he's been in an all white jersey, like everybody got their number jerseys and. He's had an all-white jersey, so when I noticed that, I was like, oh, okay, man, I don't know. Like I say, they didn't even tell us he was injured. They just saying, okay, yeah, he's out there. I'm like, okay, well, shit. You know what I'm saying? Why don't have a jersey on?
Well, let me ask you this, and then we'll move on from backers for the time being. If we start, who we got, Notre Dame first, who you got, Bassaint and who?
If it'll be the three guys who they going to play the most, it'll be Bassaint, Popo, and Chase Smith.
Oh, shit, I forgot Chase still there. Sheesh. Well, Chase about to be about, what, 27 now?
Boy, you positive? Like, Bassaint's going to be the day one starter?
Bassaint is starting.
Yeah, I don't think Bassaint's going away. Too much experience.
Bassaint's going to start.
Yeah, he got too much experience. He got enough athleticism in that. Yeah, he's gonna be. That's why I said Bissaint. And I think it'd be very wild to see Bissaint out of there. And then you got Alderman. Alderman probably be what? Maybe fourth linebacker.
No, I think Popo is gonna be four.
I think Alderman gonna transfer. I think he's probably the one that'll transfer.
Oh, transfer. He didn't name Popo. You right?
Yeah, because D. Nicholas brought him in, and that was his guy.
Yeah. Okay. I can understand that. Because he was a guy that I even thought last year because they brought him in. I thought Mike come in and take a spot. It just didn't work out for him like that. Maybe he'll go to Missouri too. It's a good place for our former linebackers. Y'all want to speak on the offense a little bit? Let's start with the top, man. Let's start with quarterbacks. I saw your notes. Looking a little bit better there. I know Beck, obviously everybody know Beck out. How about Emery, Judd?
He stepped up a lot. Obviously, I'm better for him. Emery thing is Emery, he's gonna lead the offense. He's just the leader. He just doesn't have he just don't got that quarterback swag when he's performing that you won't.
Hey Rob, you gotta mute up.
That's right. Oh, okay. I was just about to say, what the hell is that?
Yeah,
boy, that roast he just ate.
All right. Luke looks good, but then Luke is a true freshman. So he basically showing you a true freshman.
Man, I heard Judd look like he shouldn't even got a scholarship.
Nah, whoever said that, like they just hate. Now, Judd has been throwing some good passes out there, man.
Beasley, I'm hearing different.
Yeah, Judd.
I'm hearing different. Judd
throwing some good passes. Again, he needs a lot of work, but I'm just telling you, like, from the quarterback room, from what I've seen now, yeah, Judd's probably throwing the ball. Judd's probably been the best so far.
So, next year, just projecting a little bit, you think it'll be a Judd – Darian Coleman competition.
Man, I don't give a fuck who in that goddamn competition. Coleman probably gonna win. That's it.
Coleman coming in and starting as a freshman. Y'all heard it.
It's gonna be another portal, and then Coleman gonna take it after next year.
The one reason why I give it to Coleman, because we were so excited, and the world got to watch Cam Newton. Coleman's charisma about playing quarterback is probably.
You mean Cam Ward.
Coleman's charisma is probably superior than Cam Ward's right now.
They hyping this kid, man.
Man, it was on NFL Network. I know it's 7-on-7. It was on NFL Network, not this past Saturday, the Saturday before. His 7-on-7 team, bro, the boy can sling the football. It's literally a sling. He got a slingshot as an arm, bro. Like, it jumps out. It's just like Cam. It's the same shit. He has a more live arm right now than Cam. He do.
I saw a tweet today, I think, or yesterday, saying he better than Cam. And I'm like,
yeah, I saw that. Somebody said he's gonna be better than Cam.
Don't tell me no dream, man.
Yeah.
I mean, what I see, I'm excited too. I think his only knock, honestly, at this point, is just his height. Like, that's the only thing that's holding him back. These star ratings or whatever.
A dude on 247 said he could be a top 100 player in the nation. It's just the height thing, because then the sites factor in like how you're going to get drafted. They say it's a
pro prospects.
And they gave fucking Tate Martell a goddamn 5-star. Well,
Tate had a lot of money behind him. You know what I'm saying?
He went to Gorman.
Bishop Gorman, right. So it was a lot of money. That was the first time I truly understood how much money can influence this whole thing, because I could not understand for the life of me how this guy had 5-star.
He couldn't throw a football, bro. He
couldn't throw a football, bro.
This is crazy. He couldn't throw a slant. It's crazy.
I'm like, yo, how did this happen? And it became clear as day. I was like, oh, you can really pay your way into a situation. You know, he comes from good money. Because he could not throw the football. The most I'll never forget seeing them 247 reports. And like, you know, they Gabby and them boy, they taking it pretty light, but they're just like, yeah, Martell's struggling with throwing the football. Wait, what do you mean?
Bro, I saw the first couple of practices when he got to Miami. I was like, this boy is throwing wiffle balls, bro. Literally.
Amazing. Amazing. Literally. That was a crazy. That was probably the worst five-star.
Balls or some golf balls. I threw them shits directly at. Nigga, get your sorry ass off the field. It's right in front of you.
Nah, what got me? Nah, I'm going to tell y'all what got me when they put his ass at wide receiver, dog.
Oh, yeah, that shit lasted, what, a practice or two?
Man, no. And then, remember, he played wide receiver in the bowl
game.
Yeah,
he played it in the game, yeah.
Oh, bro. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Larry on said, man, that money go a long way.
Man, for sure, though, for sure. Okay, so, you know, it's good to hear some improvements in the QB room, you know, while we're waiting on Beck.
Hey, real quick, Larry on, I asked the other day, just for the people to know, I hit an X, I think, on Twitter or something, and I was like, how's Beck looking like down in Miami? Does he look like an outcast, or is he like? So how's he for the people? How's Beck looking down there? Like, how is he?
Man, Beck looks like another Miami quarterback. You know what I'm saying? He's enjoying Miami. You know, but when he's around the football team, he's all serious. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's in the quarterback ears. He's in the other teammate ears and stuff like that.
Is he vocal?
Yeah, he's vocal. He's vocal. He's very vocal. I mean, obviously, he's not Cam Ward vocal. And I guess everybody wants it to continue to be on that level. It's not.
Man, we can't compare people to Cam. Cam was once in a goddamn 30 years.
But he's vocal. He's another one who's anxious. He's anxious. He's anxious to get out on that field, man. You can see it in his face. Man, he anxious to drop back and throw a pass. He waiting. So.
Yeah, because all they talking about is him and that girl breaking up or whatever.
Hey, that was good news to me. And I was like, hey, man, let that boy go down there and hang.
Chill out. Go do his thing out there right here in Miami now.
That man don't care nothing about it. I ain't going to say he don't care nothing about that girl. But he got to Miami and got some taste of the
coke. Yeah, he going to be all right. Yeah, he's tight.
That boy driving a Lambo around. He done seen some other shit down there. He's like, fuck that.
Life is good for Carson Beck, man. I think, you know, I don't expect him to put up Cam Ward numbers. But I think he could have that rejuvenated season with this O-line. I mean, it's crazy to say, but, like, I had to tell somebody at a job the other day, and he was like, you really think Miami offensive line better than Georgia O-line? I was like, yeah. Like, I'm not that kind of biased, dude. I would tell you. I mean, I'm from Georgia. I've seen and watched a lot of Georgia football. Most of my friends are Georgia fans, and they'll tell you, like, the fall off in talent recently on offense has been, you know, a big issue.
Everywhere, running back, wide receiver, everywhere. Tight end.
Like,
yeah.
Once he lost his two weapons to the NFL, you see what them boys doing in the NFL, it was very difficult. And the O-line, they've been doing really good at O-line over the last few years, really since Kirby took over. And it's just not been up to standard.
Bro, Cam was chilling last year, bro.
Oh, hey, man. Just he literally was walking, chilling, doing all bro. Kinds of stuff. So I think he's gonna have that opportunity. Running backs.
No, I said that I think our O-line is probably gonna be way better than it was last year. It's not. I don't know if it's gonna be as good as the year before with Matt Lee and Javion Colwin. I don't know if it's gonna be that good, but it could be on another level as that. You know, so I just
even if it takes a little step back, it's still going to be a great offensive line.
You're still looking at a top 15 O-line in the country, and I think that was slept on, honestly, for, you know, part because of, you know, Cam showing out, but I think, and you're not used to that narrative because it hasn't surrounded Miami in recent times of having a good O-line. I think that got really kind of slept on in all of the success we did have on the offense, on the offense in general, was that, yeah, he also getting a great amount of time. It's not just Cam being cool, calm, and collected. He gets to be cool, calm, and collected back there because this line is really, you know, one of the better ones in the nation. And I think that kind of got slept on a little bit. But we look on the running back side of things. Got Lyle, who I heard put on a little bit of weight, but still looking explosive as ever. Yeah, Fletcher. I'm even hearing
Gerard Pringle.
Neely Humphrey.
Oh, Humphrey, you're right.
Humphrey put on some
weight. Put on a good 15, 20 out here.
Put on some weight. He's about 200 now. And he's hitting that hole like a running back now. He ain't waiting to get hit no more. He terrorizing the hole. So, listen, man, I want 2 points. It's probably going to be better than it was last season.
Wow.
That's with Fletcher and Martinez. I'm thinking this 1-2 points right here is going to be.
I can see that, though, because you got
We had a 1-2-3 last year.
I wouldn't say 3 because I don't think we played Lyle.
No, yeah, Lyle played enough to have a 1-2-3, in my opinion.
We kind of stuck 1-2. We gave Lyle early opportunities against, like, some of the weaker teams, you know, but, like, when he got down the stretch – I wouldn't want to see him more. I don't think we gave him a snap down the stretch.
Yeah, so when I'm saying 1-2 punch, I mean, Fletcher probably started the game, and then Martinez ended the game, like, at the end of the season. Like, that's 1-2 punch I'm talking about. Like, Fletcher might start the game, Joy Lyles might finish it, or Lyles might start the game, Fletcher might finish it. It'll be something like that. That's the 1-2 punch I'm talking about. Like,
who's the better running back right now? Because I'm thinking Lyle.
Do I have to answer that? Yeah, that's both of the little homies. I'm gonna go Lyles.
Yeah, he's just all around better. Yeah,
just the extra explosion. You know, you're dealing with similar size. You know, Fletcher's obviously a little bit bigger, but you know, we've seen the fact that he can hit a different gear. I think
I didn't know he had that shit like that until I saw him.
We saw the games. Yeah. I mean, he was another one that a lot of people. Said was underrated. On three had him up there as a better.
Yeah, he was top 100.
247 and you know, like rivals or other guys, they didn't have him as high. But he showed out. I'm excited though, to hear, you know, Pringle is a guy that they think can maybe be, you know, somewhere in that mix.
They think Pringle is they finally got the home run hitter that they needed in that backfield. And I know a lot of y'all gonna say, "What's he? We had Bashard Smith. He didn't play right back for us. Oh, we had Chris Johnson. Chris Johnson he just didn't get the opportunity. So they finally feel like they got a guy who's going to get the opportunity in Pringle.
Hey, did we take another running back in the portal?
We better.
Yeah,
it's gonna be hard to get somebody though.
I mean, it's going to have to be like a guy who just wants to come in and play. You know what I'm saying? Who knows this is it for him. He just wants to play on the winning team. That's just how it's going to be.
Yeah, because if Humphreys got on the good weight that we needed, because that was kind of his big thing. He had his speed, right? But he was a little slight of frame. So if he up to 205, whatever, then, and, you know, he's been around the system now. And like X said, he's already looking, you know, more like, all right, a running back that knows what to do. Then he's got to be probably sitting at 4 at worst. And then Prince, so, you know, and then next year, you got a good chance Fletcher moves on, and then he's more in that chance to be that 2 or 3rd running back option. So anybody that's coming now, yeah, it's going to be kind of a hard pitch at this point. It will kind of almost have to be like kick return specialist.
So from what I was told with that, I think the LSU – running back who I guess he just got granted a seventh year or something like that.
Good God, man.
Yeah, you're talking about John Emery.
Yeah, so he could possibly be an option. You know,
honestly, I just think we need that body. Like, I don't think we're looking for production, but it's a rough position. We was pretty lucky last year. Those guys stayed healthy, pretty much the whole year. You didn't really have – Yeah, we weren't missing our running backs on no games, right? Yeah. Not our top two.
A body like that could help, like, even like against like the teams like you know you're gonna win or whatever, just to like give the other boys like some breathers, like you don't gotta play the pull, for real.
It'll be interesting to see who we do. I agree, they're gonna have to get somebody just to get a body. It's just, you know, who will that person be? Now, probably one of the biggest question marks for everybody coming in. You know, we got a few, you know, it's still spring, obviously. We ain't going to get, let's not jump ahead of ourselves. But wide receiver core, right? Like, we brought in some talent over these last couple of years. Four-star guys, you know, you got your Nycars, JoJo Traders. You know, you're hearing hype about Josh Moore. What's your general take on, Malachi Toney, I'm hearing hype around. And then some of the veteran guys, right? Bring in CJ Daniels, who, you know, a little disappointing last year, but I think, you know, even Brian Kelly said, yo, you don't even know how he played last year, dealing with a bad, I think it was a heel injury, but he still gave what he had. And then hearing a lot of good things about Ray Ray, who you hope that's what he does. And he said all the right things. He's like, people just bail and quit, but I really bleed this orange and green.
I saw that.
This is really who I am, and I don't want to just run. And, you know, you heard good things from, I believe, Cam and X saying about how they thought Ray Ray would step up this year. So what's your general feel on that room?
Man, the only bad take on it is the lack of experience. That's it. You just said it. Like, we bought in a whole lot of talent. You know what I'm saying? So you just got to get the talent on the field. That's it. Just lack of experience. Even with Ray Ray, him being the older guy in the room, I'm not going to say CJ Dale because he hasn't been there for spring, so I can't really say much about him. But Ray Ray is the oldest guy in the room, and Ray Ray is going to be a true junior. Everything else is sophomore, freshman. So you bought in this talent. It's time to display the talent. You know what I'm saying? And in spring, I mean, JoJo is doing what JoJo did last spring. He's killing it. I think JoJo going to probably be a 1,000-yard receiver. Josh Moore, he's another one who just physically looks like he's wasn't supposed to be in high school last season. Malachi Toney, he's like that. Nycar. The only one who hasn't been available was Chance Robinson. He's still suffering from injury. Hopefully, he'll be back by spring. Nycar is another one I got big hopes on. I think he could be a big play receiver for us. And with Ray Ray, I think Ray Ray finally understands, and then I think Miami understands also, is let's just get Ray Ray in a situation where we can just put the ball in his hands, opposed to him trying to be Restrepo, because he's not. That's not his game. You know what I'm saying? Malachi Toney, you could probably say, okay, yeah, you go do what Restrepo did. But Ray Ray's game is, I'm quick and I'm fast. Just throw me a nice little slant and let me run. You know what I'm saying? Throw me a little hitch and let me run. He's not going to go out there and do the Restrepo routes. That's not his game. You know what I'm saying? I think they kind of understanding that. And every time I see Ray Ray catch a pass and run, I'm like, yes, they figuring out. Just make him run to the middle of the field. Somebody who's covering him ain't supposed to be covering when he's in the middle of the field. So just, you know, let him do his thing.
So off of that, we need a starter at wide receiver from the portal, or do we need two?
We'll get another wide receiver out the portal, but again, I think, you know, JoJo, Ray Ray are two guys. They are probably thinking CJ Downs would be the third guy.
Do we need a home run portal wide receiver?
Home run, I mean.
I think you only go get a portal wide receiver if a bona fide number one can't miss somebody. But that's
what
I'm saying. Like,
that's okay. What I mean by home run. Like, do we need that? Like, that's a must.
Okay. Yeah, like, I mean, it's still going around there. The top receiver is going to come. So, that's the only thing I can say about that.
I mean, we'll see, because I can't imagine, who that person would be. So, it's especially in the second window, I just don't know who's going to really be available like that. Because they keep talking about, we got to get a receiver. You know, if they want to get another veteran, I understand that. But I'm like, well, who? You know,
So Larry, what you're saying is they would have been in already.
No. So think about this one, right? Now, you know, the whole world is basically paying attention to what Miami got going on. They're looking at Miami wide receiver room and they're saying, man, they ain't got nobody who did a shit last year on their roster.
Right.
I could walk in to be the man.
Right, right.
A guy, and from what they're saying a guy who played last year could be, he's a number one, number two on his team, not to come and be number one on our team. We have nothing. Like, even if you do ask CJ Dad, you still looking at, man, they got nothing. I could be the guy. So it's
nothing proven.
Yeah, nothing proven at all. Like, we got a whole bunch of young talent that's not proven. So that's the word. But like I said, I'm just waiting to see what goes on.
Yeah, I don't know who this. Yeah, because you keep saying it was this top. I forgot all about that until you just brought that back up. This alleged top.
Yeah, they be talking like the shit damn near done. They be talking like the shit damn near done already.
It'd be exciting to see it. Like, if they can pull a rabbit out the hat, because I forgot all about that whole narrative going around at one point.
Yeah, spring portal opened up in like what, a week and a half or something like that? 2 weeks?
Yeah, another week and a half. Like, probably a couple of days before the spring game, I think, something like that. So.
And no, it's not going to be Jeremiah Smith, y'all. As much and as then, love to see it.
Yeah. Don't bother me about it. I told JJ, stay up there, man. Don't come back on.
Don't do that.
I ain't gonna lie, that'll be stupid. I'll be stupid.
Hey, why? So I'd be stupid.
You said why would it be stupid?
Yeah, he's a killer. It don't matter where he goes.
I know, but
he
like
Toledo.
I said it would be stupid because he's at Ohio State. He done made his name.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not like we're gonna give him more money than what Ohio State getting. So like, why leave that? Why leave?
You already got a ring. Do like LeBron, come back and win one for the city.
Come back home. All right,
LeBron did it the opposite way.
Yeah,
right?
I get that.
To get the ring. All right, now hey, you know what? I'm bringing the ring back to my city. So that's my pitch, Jeremiah. Hey, there you go. Perfect. Be like LeBron. Go get you one because you want one. Just say I got one. And then be like, all right, now for my city, I'm gonna get another. So that's
he's gonna be first round wherever he goes. You're right.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it don't matter. He can go to William and Mary. He can go to Campbell, my favorite.
He wouldn't even gotta play the next 2 years, to be honest.
Yeah, right.
Hey, so to go that right receiver room, you know, the tight end room looks good, man. Elijah Lofton.
They saying Gilbert? Elijah, we do this last year, my fault, X. But they saying Elijah, and I kind of figured this last year just by watching him, but it was like he the best player on the fucking team.
Yeah, on offensive, man, he's like him and JoJo are the two guys who just nobody on the team can cover. Like nobody. Like let me speak on the JoJo, and it's not bad that nobody can cover JoJo. It's not. JoJo is that fucking good when he's running his routes. Like
JoJo would have played last year if we just didn't have them fucking receivers we had. He would have played last year.
Yeah, if he was healthy and we had, yeah. So people forget that JoJo, you know, and that's the thing. Like they keep forgetting because he played alongside JJ. So they like, oh shit, well, JJ this, JJ that, and not forgetting that shit. You know, JoJo was right there. So yeah, him and Elijah Lofton, they look good, man. But you know, the true freshman, Gilbert, man, that
Luca Gilbert,
man, that kid look good, man. Remember, we lost
Robbie Williams.
So I'm like, I don't think we lost shit. Like, to be honest, they kind of similar look like, but he's bigger and like he looks good. So I'm
They say he like 6'6".
Man, that man's fucking 6'7".
Yeah, I'm about to say, I think they say 6'7" even, yeah.
Yeah, he
that was encouraging, yeah, because Brock Schott was my guy.
Yeah, how Brock Schott, he just Brian. I mean, that's a football player too, right there.
I think he's the white version of
Elijah. And that's the kind of stuff you hear. Yeah, like, you know, he got defensive offers. I think Notre Dame wanted him to play linebacker.
At DN or two, yeah, something like that. Okay,
yeah. Whatever it was, yeah. And then, you know, we brought in, what's his name, Bauman. You know, I don't know how
from
much.
From Tulane, Alec Bauman.
Yeah.
They probably going to use him like they did before.
We got those guys, man. A lot of it got to do with because, you know, we need to buy these, and you know how Mario likes to run his offense. Right. Tight end, 12 personnel. So I mean I'm not expecting those to be that much of involved in the pass game, but you know it is what it is.
Red zone type stuff. I mean, hell, McCormick had what, 3 or 4 last year, didn't Cam McCormick. Didn't he have three
Man, Cam caught like touchdowns.
They got like three. I think he had like three touchdowns last year.
He scored against Florida the first game.
First touchdown.
Yeah. So I mean, if we can just get that kind of production, like that, you know, we made fun, you know, because it was just funny. He was an old dude, but in this type of, you know, with the mentality that this team will probably have this year, I think we'll look a little bit more offensively, kind of more like what Georgia was, I think, and being a little bit more run heavy, I think, this season than.
Might be the best team Mario don't have for real, like more well rounded.
Talent wise, this is the most talented team Mario has had in Miami.
Yeah, and I mean, if somebody like JoJo just jumps out and just is a true one, it changes a lot of, you know, trajectory for the season. Or like you say, with a Nakar being like that electric guy that we could, you know, put in outside and inside, and that just could take the top off things. Like, it's just the question marks is who's going to be that guy? There's a lot of talent loaded up in there. There's a lot. I mean, the wide receiver rooms kind of remind me of the linebacker room a few years. We had all these 4-star guys. We had these guys that fit the profile of 6'4s and 6'3s. So is this room going to really have that guy that'll take it to the next level? So we get a chance to see that. Obviously, you know, and tight end is again, yes, in that same vein, a little bit younger room in general. But, you know, there's some opportunity for some guys outside of Elijah. So, and he's just going to probably be a jack of all trades type player anyways. But I think that covers everything pretty much, right? Well, O-line, we spoke on them briefly. Expected to be a strength again this year.
Man, that shit look good, man. I kid you no lie, man. I want to go play quarterback. I think I could go 1,000 yards right now, man, at Miami with that old line, man.
Real quick, because I got to pull up Anchor, but real quick, again, Notre Dame game. What you think you got left or right?
If we had to start today, it's going to be left tackle. Cooper or Rodriguez at left guard. I keep forgetting the guy. What's his name? Brock.
Luke Brockenmeyer from TCU.
Yeah, Brockenmeyer.
James Brockenmeyer.
Cooper and France on the right side.
Okay. So Bell. Okay, I can see that.
What about
being that guy?
How's Pancake? Is he still developing? Like, what's going on?
Hey, listen, Pancake, he has his moments where he looks like he could be a starter. Then he has his moments where he's going up against some shit. And you're like, oh, man, he needs work. But shit, he's going up against the motherfucker.
Next year, Rob. we'll be losing both tackles next year anyway. So you're going to be out. You're going to lose Maui Noah after this year. And you're going to lose Bell after this year. More than likely.
It don't look like he's putting on like too much weight needed on.
No. Pancake body is he's your. So you know when we got him, I was like, man, he had the ability to kind of be like, you remember the tackle that Dallas drafted, Tyron Smith from USC?
Oh yeah, remember?
And no 300 something pounds. Tyron came in like he was like 290, but he was strong as shit and fast. So it was like. That's how I kind of pictured Samson. You know, Samson obviously isn't that guy, but, you know, he just got to keep working, man. He got to keep working because now he's playing against the best talent he's ever faced, you know, on a daily. You know what I'm saying? So that's supposed to make you better. Everybody don't wear mute? Oh, hold on. Shoot.
No, we good. Unless somebody froze.
It looked like everybody.
No. You hear me, X?
Oh, okay. No, I think Larry on might have froze.
Larry on might have froze.
Meezy thing.
Yeah.
Nah, but it's all right. So I'm
Cody.
I'm kind of.
Yeah, I'm about to say yeah.
I'm kind of excited about what I've seen so far in spring, man. Because now it looks like the whole team is probably on one board. More so than last year, it was just, you know the offense is going to be good, and then we just had to see what the fuck the defense is going to do. Now it looks like everything is on one accord.
Yeah, Larrion just lost. Larrion got a storm going on. He lost power. But like Rob said, we could talk about Pro Day real quick. So I watched the Pro Day. Cam showed out, did what he did. He was real relaxed and everything. I mean, I know people going to want to hear about Restrepo.
So. Yeah.
Go ahead, Rob. I know you want to talk about that shit.
No, I'm about to start off with Cam. Cam did his thing, man. He was out there. He put on the clinic. He was hitting them boys like every pass he threw. I mean, it was good. I mean, he had a few passes where it wasn't a good throw or something like that. And then whoever the receiver was, they came back and they redid the rep again. The rep was successful.
Yeah.
So it's like Cam put on the show. And one of the guys said that that's probably like one of the best
pro days,
from a quarterback, in a long time. Like Lewis Reddick gives him very high praise. Like I seem like he's probably gonna be the number one pick, Tennessee, from the GM everybody. Yeah, I'm saying they all was down there. Reggie McKenzie, who was with the Raiders. Last year, he's the Tennessee Titans GM at the end of the thing. He went up to him and said something to him, and they nodded their head or whatever, and then like they walked out. So I think he's gonna be good. I think George, he showed, you know what I'm saying, like his route running, everything. Even though he ran a 4.55 in the 40, I think he got football speed. You know what I'm saying, like that full. So he
ran two different times. One was a 4.46, then one was a 4.5.
That's a big difference.
George is put the pads on, let him go play football. You know,
and he gonna catch the ball.
His biggest knock, like like when he was running routes, you know, those guys were like, damn, you know, this is impressive. The way he catching the ball with his hands. Nobody catches, no arm catches, everything is hands, fingertips, like he catching his ball. So he had a damn good day. You know, the only knock with him is, man, he just got to keep his emotions under control. You know, they talking about Sam Brown. They talking about Simeon Barrows, which it's a crime. Whoever did not allow him to go to the NFL combine, it's a crime. They need to throw him in jail.
He was all ACC and didn't make it to the damn combine. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. Kinko had a good day. Meech Powell had a pretty decent day also. Arroyo, obviously.
He didn't run a 40. He had like a little hamstring issue.
Nah, but he didn't need to run a 40.
But he don't need to run a 40.
But he needed to run a 40, so he was good. But no, Restrepo, he had a bad time. But he came back and made up for in his route running.
Hey, you was there, right?
Yeah, I was there. I was right there.
What was a 40 he ran?
Man, one was a 4.7 and the other one was a 4.8.
Yeah. Yeah, like I don't think
that's crazy.
He came and ran the routes with Cam, and they was liking it. They were like,
oh, he looked good. Yeah, they he looked great.
Know what I'm now the thing that's going to help him out too, also I think what is going to do him with justice. While you know Cam Ward is going to work out with Tennessee Titans probably, and I think he does take up with him.
Yeah, I can see them. Drafting Restrepo like third or fourth round.
I was gonna say fourth or fifth, something like that.
No, because I think that even though he ran that 4.7 or whatever, I still think it's teams that is going to appreciate his route, his hands, and his route running. Like you can't teach that. Like I mean, it's, you know what I'm saying. Like Cooper Kupp, like he ran like a high 4.6 when he came out. Is another Hunter Renfro, I think it was, that was with the Raiders. He ran a high 4.6. Like it's certain guys that ran these high times and they still get drafted. But I don't think, I mean, Cup went like fifth round, I think it was, or whatever the case may be. I think just for Restrepo, man, like his route running, his hands, you can see what he does on the field. A 40 time ain't gonna define. He's not there to take the top off the defense. That's not what he's there to do. He's there to get you them 8 to 15 yards. He'll get open. You know what I'm saying? Put a little move on. You know what I'm saying? I think that's his job.
To be honest.
Yeah, I don't think he should have ran it, but I think that they want. I think he wanted to, and yeah, I think I think he did slide a little bit. I think he did slide. If he would have been like, you know, he kind of tweaked the hamstring, so he don't want to run it. If he would have gave that excuse, I don't think nobody probably would have a problem. They probably would have given like a private workout and stuff like that. So, but I mean, he showed up when they did. When he was running routes and catching passes and all that, he showed up. You don't see 4.7 when you see that. You turn on the film, you don't see 4.7. You don't see 4.8. You know what I'm saying? So then he put out the little tweet about, you know, he had, you know, when he's consistently running between 4.54 and 4.58 and all this. And I mean, he ended up taking it down. Somebody probably told him to take it down. But like, man, you should have to explain yourself, man. Like, you can have those conversations with teams. Hey, you ran a 4? Yeah, I kind of had to tweak my head, but I still wanted to see if I can do it, this and this and this. And you do that. So he was listening to the outside noise, man, and it got to him, man. And he ended up running that dog on slow 40. So, you know. And then Sam Brown got a meeting with the Chiefs. They bring him in for a visit. So, you know.
What more is going to get 40 in?
He ran it at 4. He ran a 4.44. He ran a 4.44, but you remember he ran it at the combine. He did great at the combine.
No, he did run that combine. You're right. He did do good.
Yeah, but not listen. Pro Day was basically a display of them showing that Miami is back on the scene. That's how Pro Day used to be back in the days. Like every NFL team there. Trying to get Miami players in every
interview. Hey, what you heard them folks said?
Oh, I was walking, and they were standing at the end, and it was like, man, Miami got all this talent. They didn't even go to the ACC championship. I'm like, I wanted to like say, shut the fuck up, you know. But
nah, you couldn't even say shit.
I put my head down because I thought they were joking. I thought they were trying to make a joke to me. And I'm like, nigga, I'm playing with the team. But yeah, it was just, it was funny. And then it was sad. They're like, yeah, shit, look, we got about 20-something players about to basically interview for the NFL. And we couldn't even go to the ACC championship. So.
Yeah. Martinez got a visit with I think the Chiefs also, and it's somebody else.
Did Martinez run a 40?
Nah, he ran it at the combine. He ran his at the combine. He ran a 4.5. Yeah, he ran a 4.5 at the combine.
Yeah, fella. I don't know if we got any time to talk about recruiting, but we probably get on some recruiting a little later on the next show.
Dude, I got out of here
soon, so.
Yeah, that'll work.
But shit, I guess I don't know. Le'Veon, he got to come back and cut it off, right?
Yeah, he said he's gonna come back and once we're done, he's gonna come back, chop it up, and do whatever. So all you gotta do is just close it out. That's it.
If y'all want to talk recruiting, y'all can talk recruiting. If y'all need me to text it. But yeah, I got to get up and make a run. So,
yeah, we'll go ahead and close it out, man. It's 26 degrees. Game back together, man. Good fucking show. Always.
Always, man. Y'all stay tuned, man. We're going to keep coming, bringing some more heat. Spring ball almost done. Hopefully, you guys who are.
Spring game coming soon, too.
Yeah, if you guys in the Miami area, I think it's April 12th at 4 o'clock or something like that, 4 or 5, one of them. So pull up. It's going to be on campus. That's funny, huh? We got a spring football game on campus.
On campus.
Yeah, that's wild.
Pull up, man. Enjoy yourself. Get to watch the team. Chop it up with former players, alumni. It's going to be food, all type of stuff, so.
All right, y'all boys, man. 26 degrees, man. Let's go ahead.
Peace.
We gonna let the band deal with this.
26 degrees.